There won't be any graduation march in Louisville for Scotty Gibson today, but he will celebrate, heading to Oklahoma with his brother-in-law.
Probably go up to a casino and blow some money. Me and him manage the Papa Murphy's.
4 years ago, at 15, Scotty couldn't imagine this day. After barely one semester in high school, he dropped out. Dad was in and out of prison for drug possession.
You know, I was always disrespecting the teachers, getting into fights. You know, I was involved with drugs.
And selling too, right?
Yes, sir. I really didn't have a choice. I mean, my parents, you know, they really wasn't there as far as, you know, income-wise. And my mom barely made it through.
Often home alone, Scotty was fending for himself and his two pit bulls.
The dogs were like my family. You know, they were always with me through thick and thin. You know, if I ever needed someone there, you know, my dog was there.
The infamous Scotty Gibson.
Bronson Lewis is the associate principal of Louisville's Knight High School, the campus for kids like Scotty.
He was well known in DAP, the District Alternative Certification Program. He didn't care about school.
But Scotty looked at his life and had a talk with his sister, who's 8 years older.
You know, she asked me, she said, you know, do you want to end up like your dad? I told her no. She said, well, you know, you need that high school diploma and, you know, you need to further your education. You're not going to get anywhere without a high school diploma.
It was a tough climb, says Susan Shaw, the Knight High School counselor. When Scotty returned at age 17, he had just 3 of the 22 credits needed to graduate.
And so that's really the lowest number that we've ever started a kid with. And the state of Texas doesn't say, okay, you have to have 22 credits unless you've had a horrible life. And then you have to have, you know, 15. It doesn't say that.
Shaw says one of her biggest jobs is getting kids like Scotty over their fears.
People talk about the fear of failure, but they're not afraid of that. They've failed. Everybody they know has failed. And so it's the fear of success that's really kind of new.
The future is what Scotty's thinking about now. The recently married parent-to-be raced through Knight High School in a year and a half and had plenty of motivation.
My wife, you know, I didn't want her looking down at me. And then, you know, in the future, you know, I don't want my baby knowing that, you know, me over here with nothing. I want my baby to look at me and see that I did the best that I could, and I would want them to do better.
Principal Lewis believes in him, and never more than when the teen came in one day saying he was about to drop out. His dad was headed back to prison, and Scotty wanted to spend more time with him.
He was hell-bent on dropping out. This is what I'm going to do. And the only thing I said to him, to make a long story short, was, do you think your dad would want you to drop out of school to spend time with him before he goes to prison? Honestly, I didn't expect to see him the next day, and he was here the next day on time. That's when I knew he was ready.
After graduating today, Scotty wants to get into Brookhaven Community College to study business. That, or maybe join the Army or Marines and be a dad. The baby's due September 15th. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.